soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.denisejacksonministry.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It's none other than your host, Pastor Jay, Apostle Jay. Amen. Coming to you live from Houston, Texas. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. Have a great, great show for you today. I'm going to be reading from Dr. Cindy Trim's book, The Rules of Engagement, The Art of Strategic Prayer and Spiritual Warfare. And last week I talked on the battlefield of the mind. We began to talk about staking claim over the battlefield of the mind. We talked about you must pull down thoughts that do not qualify, and you must eradicate strongholds. You must eradicate them. And we also found out reading that you must put something in its place, okay? You can't just ask God for deliverance from something and don't put anything in its place. You must put something in its place. Amen. And that means if it's goodwill towards men, like they say, or praying more and reading your word more, you got to put something in its place, because strongholds will come back to assess the space that they no longer occupy. They will come back to see if they can dwell again, meaning that if there's no space for them, they can't come in. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. So you must become strong in that area. You must allow God to replace that. I mean, we ask for deliverance, but do we ask God to replace or put something there? Come on, amen. That will help us to not backslide back into what we used to do. So, again, we're going to talk about today, continuing on with the study, we're going to talk about you must cast down imagination. And if you have the book, we're on page 46. Amen. You must cast down imaginations. And we hear it in the Word of God. We talk about vain imagination. We first need to understand what imagination is, which we will go into in just a minute. But before we do, let me play a little bit by your very own Pastor Jay, just to let you get your Bibles and all that good stuff, or your notepad, so that you can keep up with what we're teaching on today. Amen? Because we want some strongholds broken off of our lives. And a lot of times we don't know that we have strongholds. We don't know that it is a stronghold. Amen? It's just something we've been doing for a minute. But when God reveals to you that it's counterproductive, you have to give it up. You need to be delivered. So this song I'm going to play, I Need Thee, by your very own Pastor Jay, and we'll be right back. I need thee. To my gospel soul. Today we're talking about bringing your thoughts under captivity. We're starting with talking about imagination. You must cast down imaginations. Part of this phase comes from the Greek word katharia, which means casting down or smitting down. Okay? Imaginations is a derivative of the Greek word for image, eikos. It involves the two ideas of representation and manifestation. This term denotes a tool used for engraving or to cut into something which produces an image, which is then used to make an impression of that which the instrument engraves. Now, in number three, it says, you must bring thoughts into captivity. So now that we know what imaginations are and know that imaginations are really an imprint or a cut into our mindset, Now we must understand that they have to be brought into captivity, okay? What is it saying? In order to recognize what is wrong in us, we must perceive God's standard of right. So we must know what God views as right or what he says is right so that we can weigh it against. When we bring those thoughts under captivity, we can filter through and find out what is out of order, you know, what thoughts are not of him. Come on, what thoughts are sent by the enemy, amen, to ultimately sabotage your destiny. And in order for you to really, really be able to identify those things, you have to be able to bring your thoughts under captivity. We must learn to look objectively at any thoughts or attitudes that fail to confirm to the lightliness and teaching of Jesus. Okay? Those thoughts must be captured and wrong attitudes crucified in order to secure victory. Repent of those thoughts, asking God to forgive you of your unbelief. Then arrest the thoughts and replace them with the confession of your faith, the word of God. In other words, let's look through this again. Those thoughts must be brought, must be captured. Those attitudes, crucified. Amen. Kill, crucified. Amen. Hallelujah. Put away. Come on. Hallelujah. In order to secure victory. Amen. Repent of those thoughts. Now, the next step, repent. Once you have identified the thoughts that are not of God, that are contrary to God's standard, amen, to his word, then now you must repent, amen. And repent is just admitting to God, Lord, or asking God for forgiveness for the things that you have done, amen, for the wrong attitudes, beliefs, patterns of things that you have been catering to. Because, see, sometimes we think because it's not sabotage, we think it's not sabotaging or messing with anything. What's wrong with it? You know? And we don't understand that thoughts and behaviors will manifest in the physical eventually. You know? And then you'll be like, well, how did I get to this place? How did I what made me do that? But we have to understand there's something going on inward. And when it comes out physically, that's just a manifestation of what was already there. So you have to do a filtering. I call it a filtering of your thoughts, of your behavior. Because some of our behaviors are defense mechanisms. Some of our behaviors came from what happened to us when we were children. And so we have been operating in that for years. But when you are healed, when you allow God to deliver you, or when you allow God to identify those things in your life that don't line up, then you have to be willing to, as a man or woman of God, to say, wow, okay, let me get rid of that. Some folks say, well, it ain't been bothering me this. Well, I ain't gonna mess with it. It's kind of like if you know you got a tooth that's rotten, you know, and it ain't been bothering you. But guess what? Eventually, you're going to have a problem. You know, eventually, you're going to have a problem. Let's look at this. Repent of those thoughts, asking God to forgive you and your unbelief. Then, arrest the thoughts. And then, listen, what is arrest? You're under arrest. What do they do? Put you in jail. You got to separate yourself from those behaviors, from those thoughts. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. After you arrest, replace them. Here we go. Like I said earlier, replace them with a confession of your faith, the word of God. Amen. The word of God. Now let's look at it. Say, you must renew your mind. Number five, it says you must renew your mind. Glory to God. Let your mind be renewed by reading and studying the word of God. When you do this, you are tearing down a stronghold of defeat that once oppressed you, and you are beginning to replace it with a godly stronghold of faith. Come on, amen. You replace the ungodly stronghold with a godly stronghold of faith. Why? Because each and every day, now your thoughts are processing the Word of God. Your thoughts are processing God's standard, God's integrity and stewardship and all kinds of things, but through the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the powerful glory of God, as you continue being renewed in the spirit of your mind by the Word of God, you will begin walking in tremendous power and peace. You will enter the godly stronghold of faith. Glory to God. Jesus tells us in John 8:31 and 32, how we are to stay victorious over the lies of faith. Continue in his word. Then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Make you free. My God, hallelujah. And I love to see people jumping around praising the Lord and the truth is made free. But let's get real. We want to be free from our attitudes. We want to be our bad attitudes. We want to be free from our bad behaviors. We want to be free from our crippling mindsets that tell us it's okay to be ungodly or abusive, or it's so you've been doing it. It's, we got to get free from those things in order for us to excel in Jesus Christ. Amen. Repentance brings a change of mind. The mind is the greatest battlefield because our minds occupy a large place in our lives, and our thoughts easily influence our actions. It is difficult to estimate how much of the world's philosophy, ethics, knowledge, research, and science flow from the powers of God. But at one point, we assert all arguments and proud obstacles against the knowledge of God are the fortress of the enemy. Amen? You got to understand that the spirit and the flesh are at enmity with each other. They fight constantly. They do not like each other. They will not get along. And we find ourselves wanting to be, and this is a word of mine, said the life of the party. Even when we become a part of the body of Christ, we want to be that one that's seen and all that. That is a behavior of the world. Come on, amen. You got to begin to say, Lord, creating me a clean heart and renewing me the right spirit. Because sometimes, praise God, and sometimes we don't want to admit this because, like I say, we've been walking in this for so long and it's worked for us. Y'all ever heard that it's working for me? But is it really? Is it really working for you? Or are you getting a temporary fix that's going to cause permanent damage? So you have to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. See, the enemy is counting on you to say, I can get away with it this time. I can tell it. It's all right. Because if you can accept and compromise right then guess what? He can go, he's planting seeds into your future. That's why it's important that you get renewed. It's important that you bring all your thoughts under captivity. Amen. Capture them. Amen. Arrest them and repent. Come on. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, forgive me for stepping away from faith. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's look at this. Praise God. This study is wonderful. Amen. It is true that Satan uses the mind to secure our consent to set up strongholds. Now listen to what it says. Satan uses the mind to secure our consent to set up strongholds. Think about it. What do we do all day long? We're thinking about stuff. You're driving, you're thinking about stuff. You know, you're washing dishes, you're thinking about stuff. When you clean up, you're thinking about stuff. So he wants to be a part of that, of your mind. If he can get in your mind and get consent, come on, and you get to saying, well, that's just how I'm going to be. I don't care. I just went through this. He attacks the mind. Watch it. People get to talking to you, telling you stuff about yourself. You ain't going to be nothing. You're never going to have nothing. That ain't going to work. That's unfair. That ain't God. That. Before you know it, all of that is bombarding your mind, your thoughts, and you're pondering and thinking on it. You know, and before you know it, everything that they have said to you is going to manifest itself. You have to stop. Bring the thoughts under captivity. Arrest them. My God. Hallelujah. And then repent. Glory to God. That's powerful. Amen. Woo. I like it. My God. And with each enticement, the enemy gains more ground in our battlefield. We cannot separate temptation and thoughts. Temptations are offered us in the form of thoughts. Since our thoughts are so exposed to the powers of darkness, we need to learn how to guard them. This work begins the day we accept Jesus into our lives and repent for all the mess that we allow to reign over us. The original definition of repentance is a change of mind. Because our mind had been so united with the devil, it is virtual for us to receive from God a change. It's vital, amen, for us to receive from God a change of mind before we can receive a new heart. Acts 11:18. Amen. Powerful, powerful. Glory to God. Amen. It's very important, praise God, amen, that we understand what's going on in our lives, amen, and that our thoughts, amen, are brought under captivity, amen, hallelujah, to the word of God, amen. So bring your thoughts under captivity, capture them, arrest them, come on, hallelujah. And then repent. Amen. I have enjoyed my time with you today. Amen. God is a good God. Oh, yes, he is. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name remains worthy to be praised. This is Apostle Daniel's, praise God, letting you know that without faith it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? Come on, somebody. God cares. God bless you.